Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'm not peeing on people's parades. I think the Bernie stuff everywhere is kind of funny. You know, some are lame, some are pretty funny. But somebody did the obligatory Bernie standing between me and Todd, or shit between me and Todd.
Cool.
And I shared that on Twitter, not on Facebook.
One of about 4,000 Bernie memes.
Facebook is stupid. And
he's brutal. All over, floating out there.
There's some funny ones. There's really some funny ones.
Some are more clever than others.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, that goes with
anything.
Yeah.
That's the internet.
Anything, exactly. Craig Evans, I heard there's some Deadpool hits, huh? Your old Packer general manager, something like that?
No.
Yeah, that's a pussy.
Were there some hits for Ted Thompson?
You told me there were.
No. I think there were none for him.
I was going to say, who the hell would know who he was?
It was a different guy.
The text said three.
Yeah, that's a different guy.
Oh, well.
It could mean you're just drinking when you type in three.
Yeah.
that's what I do, three.
It's like 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I didn't think he was drunk yet.
No, I didn't see that.
Sorry, Craig. I should have assumed.
Oh, I guess it is Ted Thompson. There was another guy that had three as well.
Oh, really?
Who was that? So my question is Ted Thompson famous enough?
I don't think he is. But
I don't think so either.
I don't care.
I honestly don't because, I mean, yes, I'm familiar with him because he's my team's general manager.
I didn't know who he was. Yeah. But I'm not saying don't give it because.
No, I'm considering not giving it because we can't just give it to everybody.
Yeah. I don't care who he
because,
is.
Because that's the thing.
He was a business executive.
I knew
executive.
Who he was.
Coaches are different to me. Business executives, eh.
Yeah, I knew who he was because he was with my team.
I didn't know who he was until Push told me who he was.
Right, and you've been involved in, you know, in football, certainly, you know, as a fan much as me.
I can't even tell you my general manager.
Exactly.
The Steelers right now. I don't even know who that guy is.
So I'm thinking, unless, you know, unless there's something else that comes up, I'm thinking we're going to have to undo the Ted Thompson
hit. Well, you don't want to get 10 hits with some of these people aren't that famous. Yeah. It's up to you.
Now, the players that did have Ted Thompson, Big P's Jazz Hands, Deb Fisher's Red Dildo, and Luke's Mower Blade Sharpening will have a hit taken away from them, and we'll see how that and
See.
But there was also another guy that passed that had three hits as well. And I think he might have been an AD or something somewhere.
An athletic director?
Yeah, I'll check into that.
That's even worse than a general manager, you know?
Yeah.
An AD?
A guy in Maryland politics. Politics in Maryland passed away.
National guy?
No.
Or like a state.
No, Maryland is not national.
No, it's not. I mean, if he was in the U.S.
I mean, even if it's my Maryland.
No, you're right.
It is not national.
Yeah. Oh, I got that ready to go.
Maryland, my Maryland.
Had this yesterday.
Yeah.
She's not dead, nor deaf, nor dumb. Huzzah, she's burned.
The northern scum.
She burned. She'll come.
And Lincoln's an asshat.
One take.
So, Craig, yesterday you did a story about, I don't know how to pronounce it, Tuluxac.
I didn't know how to pronounce it either.
Nice email, yeah.
Tuluxac. Right.
This is the breadth, this is the reach of the
Pull
show.
Tuluxac.
You mentioned Tuluxac, middle of nowhere, Alaska.
Right.
And Christopher writes, So my mom moved to that remote village in the middle of nowhere in Alaska a year ago.
Oh, no.
I forget the story. What, they couldn't land planes there?
It was ice on the tarmac. Oh,
yeah,
nobody could run the plow.
The water the water place
so
burned down.
Right,
and to fix it, or to bring in more water, they need the airport. And the guy that clears off the airport has the COVID.
Okay, and she told me the reason no one could plow the runway with that guy being gone is because the son of the plower took the keys with him to Anchorage. A doctor coming back to the village on a bigger plane that can handle snowy runways brought the keys back to get the plow going.
Boy, that sounds like a small village, doesn't it?
That
was one of the episodes of A Northern Exposure, I believe. That's what it sounds like.
Should be.
A plot from that. That is stupid.
And his Deadpool name.
Deadpool name.
One of the Butts family.
Oh, yeah, which one?
Dixon.
Oh, Dixon, yeah.
Oh, good.
Good to hear from the Butts family. There's another
Butts Dixon here.
Here it is. Every time you guys mention Mechanicsburg, and by the way,
I asked this guy. Yeah,
we've gone a day or two without someone from Mechanicsburg being arrested
the insurrection.
Part of the insurrection.
Two people: the chick that stole Pelosi's is a proud grad of my high school, and one of the dudes pushing a cop lives right there, right in town.
There's a Warren Zevon lyric that says, I rode down to Mechanicsburg on a cold and wintry day.
You know what? I don't know
this song.
I don't know. I asked him. That's why I want to hear the song. I love Warren Zevon. And he told me the name of it. I asked him back. I'll tell you what it is here in a second.
I'm familiar with a lot of Warren Zevon's work.
Yeah.
But I don't know that one.
No, I don't.
I certainly would have remembered a reference to.
I can't wait to hear it, though.
Mechanicsburg.
Yeah, because I think it is my Mechanicsburg, too, because he mentioned
Pennsylvania's
Railroad.
Pennsylvania's in there, too.
And there's a Mechanicsburg, Ohio, but there's also, somebody mentions Pennsylvania.
No, later in the lyrics, he mentions Pennsylvania.
Oh, he does, actually, yeah. Oh, he does, yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah. I can hear the song. So we can get it ready to go next time somebody's busted from my hometown for supporting Trump. Yeah. Stupid people. Yeah. I got to find a damn name of the song. Oh, it says, Stop Raining Lord, it's called.
Yeah. I don't know if it's arable.
Well, there's no swear words in it.
Are we sure?
Let me hear some. Well, I'm funny. Yeah. Oh, I hate that A.
It's different. It's a different.
I rode down to Mechanicsburg on a cold and wintry day. And
all right, I can't wait to.
There you go. That was it.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I've never even heard. I mean, what year was that song?
What album was that from?
That's another great, yeah. I mean, he's been dead for 10 years at least.
Yeah.
Whatever, so thank you. Thanks, listeners. Appreciate that.
The album Preludes, Rare and Unreleased Recordings.
That's why, yeah.
That's why we're
that talking. Makes sense then,
that's
doesn't
why
it?
Why we don't know it, yeah.
Because it's
rare and unreleased.
And unreleased.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in the comments, people are saying, hey, I've never heard this.
That's because it's rare and unreleased.
Well, I'm proud because we know a lot of crap. I'm proud that there's a reason we didn't know that.
Right.
You know, I'd have been bummed if it'd been.
Yeah, it says everything on the album was pre-1976.
Oh, old stuff.
Yeah, old stuff.
Oh, before Werewolves.
Before Werewolves,
London.
Yeah.
Excitable Boy,
right.
Noel Gallagher says that Oasis is going to be reuniting to record a new album.
What'd Liam say?
No. So it's going to be three of them, not four.
Liam's a singer, though, man.
It's going to be Oasis minus Liam.
The singer.
Yeah, there should be something happening here with all the Oasis news we've had lately.
Other Oasis news was that one of them sent out an olive branch on the social media.
Noel did again.
And didn't get a response.
Liam's got to sing on that, you know? Yeah, Noel's got to write the lyrics, and he's got to sing. The other guy's got to sing on
If they're not both there, then it's just one of their solo projects.
Yes, it is, Puss.
It's not Oasis.
Nobody cares about the other three dudes. It's like
right.
Nobody cares
the
about anybody.
Two dudes.
You know?
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
No, there's a lot of bands
it's
like
just,
that now.
They both have a solo band.
They do.
If you're writing stuff without your brother, it's not Oasis.
Right.
It's your solo band.
Right.
And
well, if you're writing stuff without your brother singing, because I didn't think his brother wrote anything.
Did he?
Noel wrote all that stuff.
No,
I believe they
were co-writers.
They are re-recording 14 tracks that did not make it onto the band's previous albums.
Without their singer. God, you got it. You got to get together. The audience doesn't care why you hate each other. If you're gonna get get together. If not, like you said, Bush, it's a solo project.
It's a solo project. Yeah, yeah.
You got to sound like Oasis.
Yeah, just like the Black Crowes got together, and that's the Black Crowes. I realize the drummer's not there and the bass player, and some freaks on Facebook bum out about that. But you know what? It's those two dudes.
There's a mild argument to that, but if the brothers are there, it's good enough for me.
Right.
You know.
Do you think if I'm not picking on you guys, because if Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins have four new musicians, nobody cares. It's the Foo Fighters.
No, you got to have your front man.
Right. Well,
oh, I would even say that it's just as long as Dave Grohl's there.
I'll give you that. But when they do interviews, it's always those two. He puts that guy up front a
those
lot.
Those two are
and the rest of them to me are bland. And I know who Pap Schmier is.
Everybody knows Pap Schmier.
Pap Schmier, yeah. But still, the rest of those guys are interchangeable.
And the bass player has been there longer than Taylor Hawkins.
Yeah, but nobody.
But he's the bass player.
Yeah, nobody. He's boring, bland.
He's the
guy
bass
in the corner.
Player.
Yeah, I've
nobody
seen,
cares
I've
about
that,
the bass player.
I've seen enough of that band. It obviously it's the big guy.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
TMZ Sports says that pro surfer, I don't even know how to say the guy's name, Makuo Rothman I think I've got, rode a wave that was estimated to be about 100 feet tall over the weekend.
Man.
It's believed to be a world record. You can see the video.
I just watched the documentary on Laird Hamilton on Hulu. It's like a couple years old, which means it's pretty new. It's really good. It shows the big wave and how they invented him and his group of guys invented the towing the guys onto the big wave. Because you couldn't get there by paddling.
Where was this wave? Those giant waves outside on the coast of Portugal?
No, this is out of Hawaii.
Okay.
And
which island?
They are at a famous area known as Jaws.
Yeah.
In Peahai, maybe?
Yeah, it's I
don't know how to say this.
They say this name all over that documentary. So you're missing it a little bit, but I'm not sure how to say it.
Okay.
So it's big wave country.
Pai or something like that.
Okay.
I think it's Pai.
All right.
Yeah. Only because I just watched it.
Understood.
Two nights ago. Yeah.
But it was there.
Yeah.
Is there good cinematography in that?
Oh, first of all, it's about his whole life and how he got to be where he's at. And it shows a lot of surfing. And it's just an amazing story.
Any surfing documentary is great.
Yeah, I've never surfed.
That's why you watch a surfing documentary.
I love the beach. Never surfed in my life, but I think I could watch that stuff all the time.
Even movies about surfing.
I know, are cool.
Are great cinematography.
Right. Except the Point Break remake.
No, that one sucked.
Don't watch that.
And that was more, they did more,
yeah, it was more
extreme sports crap.
Yeah, motocross. Right. And
what's the classic documentary? Where they go all over
Endless
the world.
Summer.
Endless Summer.
And they redid that one, too, in the
80s.
Endless Summer 2, I believe.
Yeah.
With Laird Hamilton, actually.
And also from Hawaii and over the weekend, apparently there was massive swells going on in Hawaii. And so they were also doing some surfing in what they call the Himalayas on the North Shore. And drone footage there shows several huge waves coming in and throwing jet skis and surfers as high as 30 feet in the air.
Jesus.
Whoa. California resident surfing photographer Ryan Moss was one of those who were sent flying. He tells Hawaii News Now that he couldn't feel his legs after the impact and kept himself from drowning by swimming toward people with only his arms.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to Hawaii.
Really?
Beach Island. Want to peek a peepee?
Another guy did manage to stay on his jet ski, found the guy and drove him to the shore and called 911. Guy is recovering after spending hours in surgery.
Yeah, people die all the time in that sport, the big wave stuff. Yeah.
Well, more so since they started taking the jet skis
exactly.
out there.
Yep.
Yeah, if you can't paddle onto the wave, maybe it's a sign that you shouldn't be on the wave.
Maybe you shouldn't surf it.
But that's the only way they can do these big ones. It's the only way. You can't paddle into big waves.
But that's. I'm just saying you assume that risk.
Oh, yeah.
Your nature doesn't intend you to be.
They all do that, yeah. They talk about that a lot in that documentary I watched.
I'm assuming that this is fake news.
All right.
President Joe Biden's inauguration this week drew a bigger TV audience than the one 4 years ago.
10 million more.
Well, that's
or, well, I've got 1.5 million.
Oh,
more.
I saw 10 million yesterday.
Well, that may have. Yeah, these are looking at CNN, Fox, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, and looking at them.
All right, well,
it says here, it says 1.5 million more.
Right, I saw 10 million by some other. I don't know how they figured that crap out.
Right.
Well, he had entertainment. It wasn't Scott Baio.
Although he's a good draw.
Right. And Biden will sign more orders today aimed at bringing the coronavirus pandemic under control. One will give low-income families easier access to food assistance. Another will require federal contractors to pay a $15 minimum wage. That was federal contractors to pay a $15 minimum wage. Also taking action on immigration policy, stopping most deportations for 100 days starting today.
That's cool. All that's cool. Except if you really hate immigrants, and a lot of you do, I see you on Facebook.
I don't make fit. Well, why don't you go get a job at Arby's?
Right.
If you don't make 15 an hour,
yeah.
They're waiting for you at Arby's.
Yeah. Maybe they'll help you out. Maybe this will help you out.
Maybe. New James Bond movie pushed back even farther now. They're still doing that.
Yeah. Oh, they're still doing it.
Yeah. They're still pushing it back, is what I'm saying. It was pushed back 2 or 3 times most recently from April to October, or now to from April to October, and that now it's going to be early October.
Well, it doesn't look like normal life is not happening till the fall, from what I can tell. That's what Fauci said yesterday.
Yeah.
Somewhat a semblance of normal life. So, yeah, why not keep pushing it back where everybody's happy to be able to do things?
Japan is dismissing reports that the Tokyo Olympics are being canceled. A lot of reports yesterday said that the Japanese government officials have concluded that the 2021 games would have to be canceled. Or, I'm sorry, the 2020 games this summer.
This could confuse everybody. I know. They
would have to be canceled due to the pandemic. But then another government spokesman said, nah, we're having it.
No matter what, be damned.
As proof that mankind will have overcome the virus.
Well, we won't by then, but you know, good luck with that.
July 23rd.
If they test everybody. That's thousands of athletes, though, too. And how are they going to stop them all banging each other like they every year? They all bang each other in that.
Well, unless there's an Olympic bubble.
They call it Rubber Village, basically, right? Or Condom Village.
Something like that.
Yeah, they go through a lot of condoms.
Yeah.
Well, good for them.
I know, but you don't really. Shouldn't be banging during the COVID. Unless it's somebody you've been banging all the time.
Yeah, but, you know, banging during the Olympics is tradition.
It is tradition. You know, they're not going to keep them people apart, those people apart.
So that's a reason not to have the Olympics. Everybody can't bang each other.
Well, I'm just going to say, they're still going to sneak away and bang each other.
Oh, yeah.
They're young, healthy athletes. They don't care.
And it's probably not feasible to try to create some sort of bubble.
No.
With all the media and
media.
Coaches and athletes. And, I mean, it's just.
Countries, right.
That's thousands of people.
Too much. Way more than the NBA. And it turns out the NBA sucks without a bubble.
Yeah, it does.
Surprise.
It does.
The Washington Wizards have canceled how many games now? Or
six
postponed?
Or seven in a row, I think it is.
I suppose they got time to make it up, but
according to what I heard yesterday, they said they're getting real close to the point where they don't know if all those games will get made up.
All right,
there's just not enough time,
so they'll have to do a win percentage in with that team.
Yeah,
like
maybe
that to get into the playoffs, right?
Oh, that'll piss people off.
Oh, I will. Right. We won more, but they had a better winning percentage. Shut up.
So you're going in with more rest than my guys.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, they will whine and bitch.
Well, and they will have reasonable points.
Yep.
The NBA's Miami Heat going to start using sniffing dogs to screen fans for the coronavirus.
They can sniff that on you?
Yep.
They got fans?
1,500 season ticket holders will be allowed to attend the Heat's January 28th home game.
Yeah, I was watching the Bucks and the Lakers last night, and there was nobody in the crowd, and that was in Milwaukee. And I've seen, I saw a couple other games that were nobody in the crowd.
I thought all of them were no.
So did I.
I thought the NBA had just laid that down blanket.
Well, DeSantos is an idiot, so he runs Florida.
But and this is looking ahead to the 28th. I guess that's 6 days away.
Yeah, that's really good. Everything's going to change
good
by
math.
That.
For fans attending the game in a group, if a dog alerts to any person in that group, the entire group will not be allowed in.
Oh.
Yep.
John.
Yeah.
Those that are not comfortable with a dog search can take a standard coronavirus test, which could take up to 45 minutes to get results. Most NBA teams are not allowing fans in the stands yet.
The guy goes, hey, it's just my balls. Don't worry about it. They're kind of sweaty.
You say most. That implies that
that's
some are.
Tape.
Well, the Heat is the one we're talking about here, so maybe that...
That might be the only one.
Maybe.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into regular season NBA.
I flipped around last night, and I saw the Lakers were playing the Bucks, so I left it on for a little bit, just to see if... And there's nobody in the crowd. I was wondering, I was going to call... We have some friends of ours, an old boss of ours, that they broadcast the Bucks at his radio stations up there in Milwaukee, and I was wondering if anybody's allowed up there just in the booth to look down. Think about that. You could walk into an NBA arena, go to your box by yourself, sneak in, and watch LeBron play, right in front of you like that. It'd be amazing.
Yeah, but then the Bucks score, and you go, yay! Like,
they're hiding. Get him! Stab in the butt! Busted! Wex ducks down. That's our personal friend. It sounds funny. So that's funny to us, but some dude just ducks down when they yell up.
Who's
at
that
him.
Little guy up in the box?
Right, you're right, because they would be here. They would hear you.
They would,
because you'd be screaming, And stab him in the butt,
or even worse, they miss. Oh, come on,
that's more like
come
us.
Come on,
yeah.
Out of Cabot, Arkansas, Safari Pets there in Cabot called police, reporting a ball python was stolen. The manager stated that they just received a shipment of reptiles as the employee was putting the ball pythons into the enclosure, or the ball python pit, I guess. They were called to another task, and at that point, a male subject took a ball python from the enclosure. Safari Pet's surveillance video caught the whole thing, so the store posted still shots from the video to social media, hoping that somebody would recognize this man and the woman that was with him. The man from the pictures ended up calling the pet store and asked why the store was plastering his face all over the internet. So employees told the man, you know why? Because there's surveillance footage of you taking the snake.
Oh, okay. Oh. So it wasn't like they put a missing snake on a telephone pole in the neighborhood. There's a picture of my python. Somebody took it.
He took it out of the enclosure.
Oh, I got him. And they caught him doing it.
They just received a shipment of reptiles, of ball pythons. Right. As the employee was putting the reptiles into the enclosure, they were called over to another task. At that point, a male subject took the reptile from the enclosure.
Stole one. Okay.
Safari Pet surveillance video caught the whole thing. So, the store posted still shots from that video to social media,
and he's
hoping that someone would recognize that man and the woman that was with him. The man from the pictures called the pet store and asked why the store was plastering his face all over the internet. Employees told the man, you know why, and then told him that there was surveillance video of the snake being stolen. The man then said, well, I want to see that footage. And then they just said the snake was returned to the store. The owner of Safari Pets is saying that he's not pressing charges, but he hopes this teaches the shoplifter a lesson and he'll turn his life around.
It always reminds me of every time you hear that when guys argue about who did that, who did that, and somebody just goes, you.
Yeah.
You did that. It's like that guy that, it's the famous story again. The guy shoots those people in that train in Philly and he defended himself. And he goes to the guy Guy, he didn't kill. Who shot you? And the guy goes, you did. To be in a courtroom to hear that.
That's objection.
Hey, who stole that python?
But the precedent has been set that even if there's video that shows you doing something, you can just say, I didn't do that.
Yeah, it is.
Prove it.
That's fake.
That's what the past 4 years
we have video here. Yep. No, you got to prove it.
That's right.
I don't believe it.
And if you're going to steal a snake, steal something venomous and dangerous.
Well, you want to keep it as a pet, though.
Nah, yeah, come on.
You probably don't import venomous, dangerous snakes to sell as pets.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
Come on.
That's just stupid. Stupid Packer fan.
Danger.
Stupid Packer fan.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.